starting another brand new hour now. The Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here live from Studio G in the heart of a thunderstorm here in the heart of America. Fighting for you from the Foxhole of Freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. Don't worry, I'm going to be brutally honest. Might hurt your feelings, you'll get over it. Three things you need to know this hour. Number one, the murder case against the man accused of slaughtering four students at the University of Idaho, taking another twist. We'll tell you about that. Number two, no, Joe Biden is not gaining in the polls. In fact, he is in deep trouble, according to yet another pair of veteran pollsters who say his chances are getting less by the day and his ship is sinking. And number three, it is free-for-all Friday, my friends. We're going to throw it all out there. You may get a chance to. Common Sense Hotline open at 877-310-9966. Means we're open to hear from you. The rules are simple. Number one, keep it clean like you're talking to grandma. Number two, if you've been out in the past 30 days, please wait until the next time around. Let other people get through. And number three, don't call me to discuss other shows or hosts or complain about things that are going on in the network that I have no control over because I don't have time for that. Neither do you. 877-310-9966. Joe Biden finally came out yesterday to talk about what's going on in the campuses with all these vile little pro-communist, anti-Jewish, racist, anti-Semites, all these little maggots. He finally came out to talk about it. Didn't go all that well. It's by 12. Listen.
It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people, intimidating people, instilling fear in people is not peaceful protest.
Yeah, and then he went on to say, I've been talking about Islamophobia, which has nothing to do with any of this. Of course, Islamophobia has nothing to do with any of it. Joe Biden lost again. Let's go to the hotline, straight to it. Ray is in Arizona. Ray, thank you for being patient. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Just to let you know, I get up at 3 in the morning just to watch you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That's dedication. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
You know, Germany had the Hitler Youth. We have the Department of Education. I think it's time we close the Department of Education up.
Never should have opened it.
Huh?
Never should have opened it. Came from Jimmy Carter's time in office. The Department of Education. We spent a pile of money.
That.
Grades aren't any better. We don't teach them anything, do we?
No. It is nothing more than, you know, teaching them that, you know, communism is great, just like Hitler taught that Nazism was great.
Right, and America's a terrible place. That's what they teach people, Ray. It's a terrible, I agree with you. Get rid of the Department of Education. Ray, thank you for calling in today, checking in from Arizona. Thank you for getting up so early every single day. Tom is in, he's also out west, in Idaho, not quite as far, but out west. Tom, how are you?
I'm good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, on the day they took the Hamilton building in Columbia, that was the day that George Washington was inaugurated, and I believe that's where he was inaugurated. So I was wondering if that had something to do with them wanting to take that building over.
You know, and I don't think they're that smart. I just don't think they're that smart. I don't. I think these... Well, look, half of the people involved with this aren't even students. They're outside agitators. They're bringing in money. George Soros is footing the bill. Other things are going on, Tom. They don't put up with that in Idaho yet, do they?
No. And I was wondering, too, when they make those threats to Americans and Jews or anybody, if someone calls in a bomb threat to Walmart, they get 5 years in prison. No, I think that's the same.
I agree with you, Tom. There's not going to be any consequences. I agree with you. Thank you for calling in, Tom. There should be consequences. There aren't going to be any. I'm sad to say, these people are going to get released. Nothing's going to happen. Jerry is in Kansas. Jerry, how are you this Free for All Friday?
Well, Steve, I'm getting ready to go to work, and like every morning before I do, I catch as much of your show as I can. I'm 70, my wife is 71, and of course we're right smack dab in the middle of the country, and we both still have to work because we have no choice.
Right. What do you do?
I am a school bus monitor in a small school district here in DeSoto, Kansas, USD 232. My wife and I live in the country on a couple of acres between...
So inflation is crushing you. Inflation is just crushing you.
Oh, Steve, It's killing us. I've got a home equity line of credit on my home, and I'm not going to say which bank. It's one of the biggest ones right. in the country. But when Donald Trump left office, the interest rate on my home equity line of credit was 3.75%.
And today?
10.29%.
Oh, good God. Yeah. That's what happened. It's terrible, Jerry. It is terrible. Anyhow, real quick, what's your point?
Well, I just want to let you know, my wife and I, we've been members of AMAC now since 2013, but we watch mostly RAF to get most of our information and enjoy all the programs. And
well, thank you.
To me, you guys are to media what Donald Trump is to government.
Yeah, shocked in the system. Jerry, that's very well put. That's the best compliment I've gotten so far in a long time, actually. Jerry, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate you calling in. Sorry about the inflation. On his way to work at the age of 70, his wife's 71. There you go. Carla is in Wisconsin. Let's get a couple more in here. Carla, how are you?
Steve, I'm great. We love your show.
Thank you.
Thank God for you. I have one comment.
All right.
Our library mall at the University of Wisconsin is being taken over, and they had an interview, and they put it on the local news. Some little girl was talking, and she said that there was police brutality down there, which there was not. So I called the news station, which more people need to do, and tell them to tell the truth. Because then I said, I'm going to call the police department and ask them, is there police brutality? Because my 89-year-old mother-in-law is watching this, thinking our world's going to the hell in the handbasket.
Well, it is, but
and
not
I'm
for the reason.
And I'm a Wisconsin Republican.
Yeah, not for Wisconsin police brutality. It's going to hell for other reasons. Carla, I think you're
it's,
right.
It's
you have
terrible.
To be activist. You have to be involved.
Everybody.
Yeah. Speak up.
Yeah, they got to use your voice. You got to step. You can't let these people tell you what to do and what to say, and they're doing it on TV every day, every morning.
Yeah. Amen. Carla, thank you. I like her. She's feisty. She's from Wisconsin, right across the pond from me, the pond we call Lake Michigan. We can get in one more. Lisa from Tennessee, how are you today?
I'm fine this morning. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. What's on your mind?
I've got a couple of things that I'm a little bit concerned about, and I wanted your input on it.
All right.
Were you aware about the legislation regarding the census that's going on? There's a bill in the House. It's House 7109, and there's one in the Senate, 3659, where they're trying to say, again, do not count illegal immigrants, right? Because this is going to mess up our districting. This is going to mess up
and
our...
And this is why this is so important. It won't count until 2030. Yeah. California has
right.
seven members of Congress right now. They do not deserve. What shorts Tennessee, where you live, what shorts Michigan, where I live, we are not being represented properly. But that's
exactly.
why Donald Trump
so,
signed. Go ahead, real quick. Got 10 seconds.
Yeah, so the problem is now we've got a. They're getting ready to redistrict now based on the numbers that they did in 2020. I worked in the 2020 census.
Well, that's already been done. That's already been done, Lisa. Anyhow, I'm going to talk about that more after the break. The Steve Gerber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. welcome.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.